Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, April 1st, 2020, and no April Fool's here. I have a word of hope about the coronavirus, about the timing of it, and at the end of the broadcast, stay tuned because I'll be releasing some free training because I know a lot of people have time on their hands right now, and I'm also going to do some frequently asked questions, so you can put your questions in. Depending on how you're watching it, if you're doing one of the live broadcasts or watching this on a replay, it's going to be a good time. I want to just say at InLight Connection, we want to thank everyone for all the ways you've supported us. And we want to support you. We will remain open during this time. Our office in Santa Maria has two people there, and they're both from the same household. And so we're grateful for Julia and her son who runs the office there. And also the rest of our team, we're virtual. We're in Los Angeles and we're, you know, around the United States. So we will remain open during this time. We'll be praying for you. I mentioned about the five free trainings that'll be coming. And also I believe the Lord's just going to open up the doors this month for amazing things. And so Lord, we pray, open the heavens right now over this broadcast, open the heavens over each person that's listening. We bind the spirit of fear. We bind the spirit, the coronavirus. We ask, Lord, that you would release now healing. You would release the open heaven because this is a time we're going to walk through and go into the door of hope that lies at the end of this in a short distance in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I was praying for this and I had some visitations from the Lord, Hosea 2:15 is what he spoke to me. He said, I will return her vineyards and transform the valley of trouble into a gateway of hope. You know, during April, we are now walking through what seems to be and what is a valley of trouble. The Lord did say it was a Hosea 2:15 valley of Achor is what it says in some translations, which translates to trouble. But by the end of April, we are going to walk through a new doorway of hope. I heard the Lord say, I'm going to turn this difficult time through the valley of trouble into the doorway of hope. And there's going to be things that are going to change forever. You know, in the midst of difficult times, as hard as they are, I want to impart this word of hope right now. The COVID-19 coronavirus attack is a storm. It's global, obviously, but it is a storm. And storms blow over. And this is not anything permanent. This is not the judgment. This is not the end of the world. This is not Armageddon. It's nothing like that. This is an attack against the coming revival that has been prophesied by many prophets, including myself. It's an attack of the enemy to stop, as is obvious. We can't meet together. You know, it's closed things down. Social distancing that we have to do right now to be safe. But it's closed things down. That's a plan of the enemy, but the Lord's releasing something in response to this. And there are wells of refreshment in the spirit that's opening up to you right now. Reach out and take it. And this is the prophetic word I had for March. The wells of the spirit, wells of refreshment in the spirit are opening. This is still happening. In fact, my goodness, my entire life has changed. I'm still, you know, I'm still having to walk through this time. Thankfully, we're healthy and everything, but my dream life has changed. Revelation is flowing. The well of refreshment has opened. And I want to invite you into that. If you haven't read my March prophetic word, still stands for now. Wells of refreshment, the time of refreshment's here. Even though we might have to walk through the valley of trouble, I saw the door of hope and expect to see dramatic changes in April, especially during the Jewish festival of Passover and, of course, Resurrection Sunday, a.k.a. Easter, depends on what you call it. But Passover is April 8th through the 16th. and Resurrection Sunday. I think it's the 12th, if I'm not mistaken. But during that time, there's a period of time that God is going to open things up. And I heard the Lord say, things are going to break through in May. And it might take some time to get everything back on track. You know, I've heard some prophets say it's a time of reset. I heard the Lord say it too. This is a time that it's going to take a little bit of time to work it out. But the storm that's going through will blow through. It's not a permanent situation. And the Lord will bless you during the storm. You can get the blessing in the midst of this. And he's raising up the cities of refuge. And cities of refuge, very similar to Isaiah 32:2, each one will be like a refuge, and the wind and the refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the deserts and a shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land. That's what a city of refuge is. It doesn't have to be a city. You can be an individual. It can be a group, a household. It can be, you know, a community. But the Lord is raising them up. And I saw God raising up these refreshment places, these cities of refuge during Passover. And I saw places start to carry the healing anointing to become, you know, safe places for people to come from the storm. And here's the word I have is be wise right now. Because as I record this April 1st, we need to wait on the Lord for the timing, then not start meeting too soon. Because the Lord did speak to me specifically back in March. He said that North America, this is for me anyway, the United States, he said North America, he told me this on March 8th, is going to come to a pause or a standstill. North America is going to come to a rest. I didn't understand it at the time, but I do now, and that we would need to do this. It was a needed time to pull back, and some people don't understand God's rest doesn't mean that you have to lay down and sleep or spend all this time with the Lord. That just means you wait on him. And during this season right now, here it is. Let me give you this word. Dreams and prophetic downloads from heaven are going to increase. And this is a strange time. We're in isolation, having to be responsible with social distancing. But let me tell you, the Lord's going to make up for this by the releasing of a season of dreams, visions, and prophetic words this month in April. In fact, it's already started. I'm one of the signs prophets where I experience it first. I've had, like maybe the last three or four nights, I've had massive prophetic dreams. And I know that when I usually get these things, it's a sign for people and what's going on in the world. So get ready, because this month, the Jewish Passover, April 8th through the 16th, get ready to, quote, pass over into a new season. The Jewish holiday actually reminds us of God's greatness when he gave the instructions to Moses for the Israelites to cause the destroyer to pass over in Exodus 11 and 12. So this month, there's a release of prophetic Passover strategies for you. And when uncertain times come, like we are right now, it's economic, it's spiritual, environmental, the health, and personal attacks on your family and finances. Let me tell you, God will release what you need, a strategy to pass over through the midst of difficult times. And we see it in Genesis 26, 12 and 41. But in Genesis 26, 12, we see Isaac, he reaped 100-fold during a huge downturn. And this is the time when you can ask now. Ask God right now, Lord, give me a Passover strategy that I can move beyond just provision and provide for others. And we ask now with the Passover strategy that there will be repayment for all the suffering and loss of protection in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is a time to be at peace. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. And this is the time to get into that. It's important to walk as best you can. I know we're confined to our homes, and some people have, you know, the kids are home and maybe everyone's like irritable, but it's important. If the best you can do is to walk in peace, even for moments, to walk in peace, God has you covered for what's going on right now. It won't continue for a long time. He's releasing there's a couple of things that he's releasing right now, but there's a supernatural release of peace. I release that over you right now. I'm walking in supernatural peace. I release the supernatural level of peace that transcends all understanding. And now you might have to stop and take authority over fear, anxiety, or panic when it comes to you. Bind it, cast it out. God is releasing strategies for yourself and for others. And we are in a time right now, it's affecting people financially. Global markets are being affected. I heard the Lord say, do not be afraid. Do not worry. You will recover from this. You will recover it all. I keep seeing David, like when Ziklag was burned in 1 Samuel 30, he recovered it all. He recovered it all. And if you want to read that 29:30, you'll realize that God's doing something new. I mentioned Genesis 26:12. Isaac planted his crop during that year of the famine, and he reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him. The Lord is releasing financial strategies for business people right now in order to bless those who are suffering. Or is it different levels? But this isn't the same as capitalizing off of people's sufferings. You got to hear me. In other words, those who are out hoarding things like surgical masks, got to try to sell them later, or, you know, I guess toilet paper's not included, but who are hoarding these things or trying to make money, that's not this. The Lord is not, I tell you, he's not in that. That is not the type of blessing that he wants to bring. But we're not going to capitalize, but he will show you over the next couple of months, especially, how you can be blessed in the midst of the downturn. In an encounter I've had, I think I've had 4 encounters with the Lord since the coronavirus has been going on. I saw the root of it. The first things, if you want to go back and just Google, do an internet search with my name and coronavirus updates, you'll see 3 or 4 videos that I've already released in case you're not familiar with them. But I also had just a recent encounter about the Joseph people being awakened in the month of April and beyond. But if you're not familiar with it, the Joseph people, Genesis 40 and 41, Joseph was the son of Jacob, who was later became Israel. But Joseph was a dreamer, and he ended up in the courts of Pharaoh, and he ended up interpreting a dream for Pharaoh and coming up with a strategy. He interpreted the dream of an ungodly king. You got to hear this. And he spoke into finances. He released a strategy for Egypt to prosper in the downturn that was going to come, huge famine that was going to come. Joseph got that from the Lord, and he also worked hand in hand with the government. Many people have, maybe you've heard, you know, different people like Johnny Enloe and Lance Wall now, and different people talking about the Joseph anointing. I feel, you know, called in this, that I've always been in business, and the Lord blesses us so that even right now, during this time right now, we saved up. Just like Joseph in Genesis 40, they saved up. I didn't realize it, but we saved up. So in like connection, we're fine right now. I'm just saying, we're still here. In other words, we're not worrying or anything like that because we used a strategy. And I want to release the strategy for you. Early in Joseph's life, he had dreams from the Lord that God was going to give him great authority. And then in Genesis 41, he was far from what it looked like the fulfillment of those prophecies. He was in prison, and he ended up in prison for being wrongly accused. Then he was called on the scene to go interpret Pharaoh's dream. Well, I want to tell you, I had a vision, and I saw those who were part of the financial move coming with this Joseph people, both men and women, by the way. It's not male. It's both these business people, or it could be just people at home who get a business strategy. I'm a stay-at-home prophet. I get this stuff all the time. And I saw those who had similar callings as Joseph, but like Joseph, nothing had been working for them, and they were in a spiritual prison of fear and doubt, and they thought they'd actually missed the Lord. And then they were positioned in this vision I had. This was one of my heavenly encounters in 2017, where I was actually taken into heaven in the treasury room, and I was shown the Joseph people that were in front of a door that was closed, but they knew the door. They knew it was where God had called them. And then suddenly, the light of the Lord came upon them, and the strategy to open the door was released. I want to tell you, I saw this happening, and this is happening right now. Many people who have this Joseph anointing or calling that you've been waiting on it, maybe you've even lost money because the enemy's come against your finances. Maybe you thought you heard God, and I want to say, this is the time that God's going to use the Joseph people. They're going to start waking up from the wilderness in the month of April and May. We're going to see it over the next couple months. And then suddenly God is going to give a command that's going to bring you out of obscurity, and the plans of heaven are going to be released, just like the Joseph got with the dream over Pharaoh. This is over the next few months. This isn't just April, May, but April it's going to start. And it will be used not to line your own pockets or anything, but it'll be used to help the world with finances. It's important that you would become a beneficiary, a benefactor, where you actually can bless other people. I don't know about you, but I really want that. We're doing that right now as much as we can by this month. Normally, we had the money saved up so that we don't have to charge. We do have a couple of things that we are running. We're running one or two things, but we're going to release five things for free. And that's just to try to help people. But right now, there's something coming in the financial area, and God's releasing a financial bailout to the world to help open this door. So look for your door of hope, your Hosea 2:15 door of hope is going to open. Look for the things to happen. Don't look to the natural right now. Don't look to the storm, or you might get discouraged. And in the midst of this prophetic word, I didn't expect really to see those Joseph people, but I saw it happen. In fact, I had my own encounter with the Lord, and what was just this past week. And in the midst of it, I saw, I guess it would be the only thing I could say is they were certificates or deeds of prosperity. How, in fact, it said on them, it's called a deed to prosper in the downturn, to bless the world. And it's to help bail people out. And so I saw them being given out. And this is a time to get yours. We got ours back in 2008 during the terrible downturn when the housing market crashed and there was a terrible downturn. We sold our house. Remember when God called us to sell our cabin in Moravian Falls, North Carolina? During the downturn, he calls us to move. I'm thinking, my goodness, it could be a, you know, another different way, a different time. Lord, we just wait. But you know what happened? He had given us a strategy, and we made $30,000 in the downturn on our house because we listened to a prophetic word that a prophet had given me. Prophet Bob Jones gave Linda and I a prophetic word. And we didn't realize it that 3 years later, he gave us the word on how to prosper. And he told us to make sure we get the water rights to our land. And that's what went up. The land and the house went down. The house went down, but the water rights caused it to go up. And I didn't know anything like that, except that we made $30,000 out of a house in the downturn. I'm releasing faith over you right now. It was the downturn. It was a horrible time. And we moved during that time. We were still in debt, but then God released a strategy a short time later on how to get out of debt and never go back. And I want to say right now, I saw it happen with many people right now. It was very similar. It was during the downturn, during the time when it looked hopeless. God's releasing something right now. So Lord, I pray over this prophetic word. I pray that you would take the valley of Achor, the valley of trouble, Hosea 2:15, and that you would turn it into the doorway of hope. I saw it happening. The Lord said, this is the time. Just walk ahead. I saw people walking through the valley, kind of like the valley of, you know, of tears. Just keep walking forward, but don't cry. Rejoice right now because God has you covered. The doorway is just ahead. It's in May. The doorway in May is going to change things. It's going to shift everything. We are in an unusual time. We're in a time where the Lord is bringing out, you know, he's pointing out things that need to be changed. You know, he's breaking the strongholds off the church right now. This storm is not from him. It is from the enemy, but he will use it, of course, to break off things. And again, it is a judgment. So Lord, we pray right now for decrees to prosper during the downturn. We pray for the Joseph people, both men and women, to get their strategy on how to prosper in the downturn, not capitalize, but prosper, so that we can supply medical needs, so that we can supply people around us, so that we can do things, you know, for the kingdom, and we'll be never caught off guard again. We ask this now. We pray for the encouragement. We pray for the healing that needs to happen right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I tell you, I had more to say, but I'll be releasing updates, prophetic updates. I do a weekly Spirit Connection. And so the best thing to do is, because I used to record a few ahead of time, you know, and but then the coronavirus hit, and I had to go back and re-record because there's so much going on. So now I'm recording just 1 week ahead, and I'm keeping you updated. The best way to stay updated, because I do release weekly and sometimes bi-weekly videos and blogs and different things like that. So get my app, the Doug Addison app. It's in the Google Play Store for Android or the Apple App Store. You can get it. Just search on Doug Addison app. It's free. You'll be notified, especially if you turn on the push notifications on there to get notified when I go live. You'll hear the latest. Plus, you get the daily prophetic delivered. It's the only place you can see the entire month of daily prophetics as well. And go ahead and follow my daily prophetic words, hashtag daily prophetic. The Lord's doing something new right now. You know, last month I released a free How to Break the Spirit of Fear, Breaking the Spirit of Fear online training. It was a masterclass, and it really had a great response. Thank you, everyone. We enjoyed doing it. My team worked so hard on it. And the Lord told me ahead of time, we weren't trying to capitalize. The Lord told me ahead of time that before we knew about the coronavirus, I was supposed to do a free workshop online on the spirit of fear. Then this happens, and he gave me the time in March. We were already prepared for it. So then after that, that one was free, but you can still go get the replay, DougAddison.com. Just, you'll see it on there. But we also went into, we're calling people into a 7-day breaking fear challenge. Just go to DougAddison.com/challenge. It starts April 2nd through April 8th. And we had planned on charging $97 for, but because of everything going on, we're only going to charge $27. And we're not trying to capitalize. In fact, you're going to see here in a minute that we're giving away so much. And my online training for this month that's coming up as well will be free again. So we do have this one paid opportunity, but you have to register by tomorrow. So get that, DougAddison.com/challenge. Get in this Breaking Fear Challenge, because it's one of the most powerful things that I've put together on how to break the spirit of fear. You get a video each day. You get some decrees to pray. I walk you through how I broke through the spirit of fear as well. So again, we are going to respond to the world right now. We want to build hope. And the prophetic word for this month is Hosea 2:15. I'm going to take the valley of trouble and turn it into a doorway of hope. So we're offering for free, but you do have to sign up, 4 of my online trainings that my team and I really like these. But you get one a week. Just go to DougAddison.com/hope. DougAddison.com/hope. And you'll get a weekly release. March 30th starts Disarming Difficult Times, How to Get Through It. There's a previous training that I did. Then once a week, my favorite, I refer everybody to Accelerating Your Time to Heal. That was when I got healed of Lyme disease, when I got healed of multiple chemical sensitivity, and how I took a hybrid of a lot of the trainings out there and how I was able to get set free and get out of my time of healing. That'll be on April 6th free. Then How to Change the Spiritual Atmosphere Over Your Relationships. We know that people are struggling right now because maybe you're cooped up in the house and you might need that. And then on April 20th, it's Knowing God's Voice and Timing. So you get ready how to know God's voice and His timing on April 20th. Again, these would be $37 each normally, but just due to that, DougAddison.com/hope. Sign up right away. They're totally free, no strings attached. If you want to give an offering during, we'll have a donate button, but you know, we're not like pushing anything here. We just want to bless you. Then the online training that I do every month that I normally do, I do a $37 School of Ministry level training. Again, this month, we want to offer it for free, even though it's usually one of our main, ways that we are able to operate our ministry, but we want to bless the whole world the second month in a row. So it will be on April 25th, and save that date, and it will be how to revive and thrive in difficult times. It's called Refresh, how to revive and thrive in difficult times. And we'll have three showings like we did before, 10 a.m. live, the 3 and 6 p.m. encores, because we know a lot of people are probably going to sign up for this. I'm releasing a strategy on how to get out of the wilderness and how to break free of things. So that registration will be coming soon as well. You can also donate if you want to, if you're not affected financially by this. It's great. DougAddison.com/give tells you how as well. All right. Well, I want to release just a couple of Q&A because people ask me these things all the time. Here was a question that someone asked, is God able to stop the coronavirus? And we know that God's more powerful than Satan. Why doesn't he just overcome Satan right now and stop this today? Great question. And the answer really lies in, look this up, because sometimes the enemy will overplay his hand like he's doing right now. Look up Daniel 7:21. This is the court of heaven where Daniel saw in the midst of these end time visions, he saw the courts of heaven, and as I watched, the horn, or Satan, was raging war against the holy people and defeating them. So there is a place in the Bible where Satan was defeating, or is defeating, until the Ancient of Days, that's the Father, pronounced judgment on behalf of the Holy One, on behalf of the people of the Most High, and they possessed the kingdom. This is where we are right now. God is issuing this, but the enemy has overplayed his hand. He's been raging war against us. Read it for yourself. That's the best way I could describe what's going on right now. It's not what God had really intended. So here's another question from Michelle is, didn't God allow the enemy to do this virus release? Well, actually, everything must be allowed, but it's like illegal, because notice that when this thing in Daniel 7 was in the courts of heaven, right? And during the courts of heaven, it's like a trial. And so Satan will attack areas that we have open doors. The Lord showed me that the coronavirus is Isaiah 14:29. It's involving a snake, a viper, and a venomous serpent. And you can just Google this, previous videos I've done on it. But snake represents deception. The viper is an unloving religious spirit, just like Jesus called the Pharisees. And then the venomous serpent that is the coronavirus is also a venomous serpent, could be false doctrine. So we have an open door today. I'm not saying you do necessarily, but we do in the church. We might have the open door to the religious spirit of not loving people, for any kind of deceptions and kind of false doctrines. This is the time that maybe the enemy may be attacking based on that door. That's why if we have anything common, we want to close off these things. We want to repent of any strongholds. It's stopping revival. The religious spirit is stopping revival right now. Some people are wondering about isolation. What do you do, because it's during this time, you're stuck in the house. I just say honor what your governments are saying about, social distancing, and wait on the Lord and wait on things to be released from heaven. But also, you want to stay connected with people. And that's why, if you could do that, if you could do it through safe ways anyway. And the one way is the internet. If you're one of our partners of our ministry, we do have a portal or a Facebook page that we can go to. Stay connected right now. Encourage people. Be safe at the same time. And I want you to be encouraged to help others deal with the fear and not buy into it. And so, all right. Well, our time's come to a close. It's been a good one. Remember, the 7-day Breaking Fear Challenge starts tomorrow. Just go to DougAddison.com/challenge. Also, the 4 trainings on building hope, and then the free webinar we have coming up this month. All right, Lord, we pray that you would open the heavens right now. I pray for the anointing you gave me about this prophetic word. I pray for the heavens to open to hear your voice, to receive the decree of prosperity, also for dreams and visions and encouragement. I push back those powers of darkness that would try to isolate and kill people, you know, socially. That's what's going on right now. And I pray that the spirit of death be bound, the spirit of fear be bound. In Jesus' name, I release peace over you. All right, God bless you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.